For my PM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Logan Kimmel on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Grain markets this morning are sharply higher here across the board off weekend weather and forecast here for the next couple weeks. The corn market's higher. September corn up 13 at 436. December corn up 14.5 at 455.75. Soybeans up big as well. August soybean futures up 33 at 1169.5. November new crop soybeans up 38.5 at 1186.25. The meal market also is higher. August soybean meal up 8 at 313.40. All three wheat classes are higher as well today. Chicago wheat September futures up 10 at 609.5. Kansas City wheat futures on the September up 6.5 at 645. When we look at the grain markets here, sharply higher based off U.S. weather over the weekend, parts of the I states received large amounts of rain over the weekend, some reports in central Iowa of close to 15 inches. This paired with the heat dome as well, which is now moving west into the plains, and really taking a look at the weather models here and which ones are predicting above normal temperatures for the rest of July. I think that's setting in here as we opened up after a holiday weekend of what damage has been done in some areas with the heat dome and above normal temperatures as we look out into the next couple weeks. On top of that, we do have heat in the European crop sector as well, at severe weather risk over in Europe. Matif November corn futures up actually 10% since the middle of June on heat and the current drought that they have. In France, this comes right as their spring planted corn is now hitting the flowering window, which poses a threat to the crop. The French Ag Ministry is estimating that 30% of their corn crop is currently damaged. So real no relief in sight over in Europe. And that's pairing in with some later summer heat here in the United States. So the big move here this morning on the grain is the weather. With that, China buying rumors have the spec funds in a buying mode here today. If China comes in and buys U.S. grain in combination with a weather scare, the spec funds right now are buying the grain and oilseed market. This comes after shedding their historically large net position from May and going net short briefly here last week. So money flow is in the buying of the bullish story right now based off weather and potential China business. Reports this week, we do have export inspections today at 10 a.m., as well as crop progress at 3 p.m. Friday, we do have a USDA supply, demand, and crop production report as well. That's Friday, Friday morning. As we look to the livestock, we have a mixed trade. We have August feeder cattle down $1.22 at $359.40. On the live cattle, the August live cattle up 25 at 239.37. October live cattle down 12 at 234.17. The December down 15 at 234.07. Hog markets are slightly lower here today. August lean hog futures down 17 at 98.60. October lean hog futures down 22 at 81.80. And on the December, they're down 25 at 73.12. So as we look to the markets today, I think the big headline is weather risk, weather premium being built back into the grain sector here. It's going to be an important couple weeks ahead of us here as our corn crop goes under pollination, as well as soybean production. And I think the name of the game this morning is the spec funds and money flow buying the bullish story that's being built up currently. It might give producers an opportunity to get some marketing done here at the tail end of the summer. With that, I'll wrap up. This has been Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville.
All right. Thank you very much, Logan. Hope you have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Arjun Tucker, and 1A is coming up next in just a moment. Let's take a quick look at your forecast for today. Expect partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and a high of 82 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, and tonight partly cloudy with a low of 63.